You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Just looking to round out my game, become more of a complete player, work on kind of stealing and getting better jumps, better reads on a base pass. Defensively, I feel like I'm pretty good there, and work on finding solid contact when I'm at the plate and working on hitting with two strikes as well. It's been fun, you know, getting to meet some of the best players in other organizations and play against some of the best. You know, it's always an honor to be considered one of the best in baseball. So, you know, I'm soaking in this moment and trying to build and establish relationships with these guys, and it's been fun. I'm enjoying it. I was drafted as a shortstop to second base, excuse me. It's been pretty much an easy transition. You know, I played around the infield all my life, so it wasn't that difficult for me. I've embraced the challenge, and I feel like I've conquered it pretty well. I still have a couple things to work on there at second base, and but for the most part, I feel pretty comfortable over there, and I'm enjoying it.
That's just my goal, to try and get better every year, try and make it to the big leagues, and moving to outfield has really helped as well. You know, it's really helped, and I've been maturing as a hitter, and it's all just been clicking and coming along. I'm growing. not much of a change. I'm growing. Starting to get some man strength, you could say. So I'm growing, maturing, and yep, we'll go with that. My mom's an athlete too, so we'll go 50-50 credit for my parents. Both played ball growing up, and they were studs. My mom's a stud. You know, I give all my credit to my mom, but my dad's kind of more the critiquer. He critiques our swings more, and mom's always there rooting us on as well.
You know, it's just a tremendous honor, you know, to come out here with the guys that the Marlins have selected, just to be chosen to be a part of this group, and as well as the other teams represented here. The guys that are out here are incredible athletes, and you know, just to be chosen as to be a part of it is just an honor in and of itself, and I've been really looking forward to competing out here. I have a couple of college buddies that have been here. I actually came out here last year. I was a part of it for about 3 weeks last year, so I have a little bit of experience here, but everything I heard was all positive, all great stuff. You know, the level of competition out here is incredible. Just the athletes, the people out here are amazing, and you know, really just to be a part of it is just a tremendous honor. Anytime you jump a level, you want to, you know, instantly have an impact at that level, and you know, for me, that's kind of what happened with me. Is I went up there and I put a lot of pressure on myself to perform really well, and you know, you just got to take a step back and realize it's just baseball. It's a game. You've been playing it your whole life, so you just got to go out there and have fun with it, and the game speed will take care of itself. You know, we go and we do all of our pregame work, we prepare the right way, then all you gotta do is go out there and compete. You don't have to worry about anything else.
Biggest focus is probably just refining the approach, taking advantage of good pitches in the zone and being consistent, and more power. Just continue on to try to get more power, get pitches that I can hit out of the ballpark and drive in runs. It's getting into counts and using those counts to my advantage on 2-0s, and when I'm ahead in the count, picking out a pitch that I want to hit and really letting it loose. I think that's the biggest thing, rather than being satisfied with a hard single. Take the home run, you know, take an opportunity, take a chance on a pitch up in the zone and a 2-0, you know, ahead in the count, hitter's count. Middle infield still main position, but I'm just going to try to learn and add this part into my game, and just love, I'm loving learning how to catch and learning the receiving part and all the little things about the game.
It was an unbelievable feeling. It's everything you dream of as a kid. When I got the call, you know, Wally Backman was the manager, and he called me into his office and just said, hey, you know, you can't say anything, but you're going up to the big leagues. And it was a dream come true. It's everything you work for as a kid. I called my parents, and my mom was crying, and, you know, there's no words to say how unbelievable the experience was just to be in the playoff atmosphere and to get up there. It was just unbelievable. It didn't seem real at first until I got into the game, and you know, finally, you know, all the hard work pays off, and you know, I was there and helping the team contribute. Sometimes people can, you know, look at it the wrong way as like cockiness, but you know, that's just how I approach the game. You know, that's how I've always been as a little kid, and you know, I go out there and kind of somewhat play with like some swag, you know. So that's how I've always been, and you know, I love this game, and you know, I work my butt off every single day to get better and to help the New York Mets win.
First of all, I say thanks God for everything, and I put it in my mind, like, keep working hard every day. Every single day I'm working hard, and I'm so excited for being here, and I try to do my best job here, man. I miss it a little bit, not too much, like, I miss it close, because I got, like, a long time to throw, you know what I mean? And I try to, like, repeat my delivery, same thing, like every pitch, same, and keep the ball down. I'm excited here. I'm excited for that. And I appreciated that to the Mets and the staff and sent me here because they think I have good staff and they sent me here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely a different experience for me. Coming from just a half season, it was 142 games plus playoffs and spring training. It got to me a little bit down in the home stretch down that final month, but I couldn't ask for a better first full season. I really kind of focus on my speed a lot, and my ability to drive a ball in a gap really helps me. I'm not a big home run guy, so I'll get my doubles, I'll get my triples. But once I get those singles, I like to steal second or third, you know? And I try to find any way I can to get myself in scoring position. No, I feel really comfortable at second base now. The past 2 years, just getting to work there, take ground balls every day, and just kind of get some game experience has really helped a lot. And I feel like I'm a really solid defender there, and it's going to only get better from here. But I feel like I can play other positions, but I know the Phillies want me at second base, and I'm happy with that. I think that's what's going to help me, you know, move on up.
I'm very aggressive. I love to cover a lot of ground in the outfield, make great plays, and just do whatever I can to help, you know, obviously defensively. And then at the plate, I'm just looking for a pitch to drive. Man, I'm trying to stay relaxed, but also very aggressive and get something I can really do some damage with. So that's been coming into play here recently, and it's been good. For me, it's more the mental side, just understanding where we're at in the game and what I need to do as a defender, you know, to keep the hitter from getting to second or to keep the guy from scoring. So that's been huge for me this year, just really developing the mental side of the game. You know, I feel like I've been able to grab hold of a consistent approach at the plate, you know, just pick one side of the plate and just go with that and trust it. Before, I was kind of just a real aggressive hitter, just kind of anything close I was taking a hack at. Working with Tracy with the Phillies, you know, he's done a great job of helping me establish a solid approach at the plate and just being patient and making sure my swing matches my approach and the pitch that's coming in.
Just have fun and try to, improve on something each day and get the reps that, you know, you're playing against really good competition, so it's going to be a fun time out here. There's a lot of new guys you get to meet here, and there's some people you've played with your whole life. So it's cool, you know, talking to those guys and their approaches to the game and, just try to feed off each other and try to kind of outdo each other each day. Play hard, like to have fun, and just try to make a difference, whether that's with my glove or, you know, at the plate. It was fun. You get to go up there. It's definitely a jump from high A to double A, but, it's a little bit older guys who got a better feel for what they're doing. So that was the biggest thing. You got to kind of just stay in yourself and not, it is what it is, and just not try to do too much. It's something you kind of dream as a kid, you know, playing in a big league park, and I'm hoping I'm fortunate enough to get that opportunity someday, so I'm just going to keep working and putting the time in. They bring a lot of energy, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun time, and, everybody's here to get better, get their reps, so it's going to be cool.
Yeah, I learned a lot about myself, really learned how to pull the ball last year. And this year, my power showed a lot more than the previous years. So, I developed a leg kick in my swing, which I used to do in high school, which I took it out when I got to pro when I signed. And I was like, all right, I used to do this. I'll try it again. And at first, it felt really weird. I haven't done it in 2 years. But I started doing it more and more, and I felt like it just got my hands in a really good position. And it got my timing, rhythm a lot better, and I just kind of stuck with it. Kind of come out here, I get to be an everyday guy. Well, not an everyday guy, but I'm playing about 3 or 4 times a week this year. And I don't know, I just want to come out here and show the scouts and stuff what I've learned and what I've gotten better at, and hopefully successful at fall league. That's really key to hitting. You got to recognize what pitches, and having a good eye at the plate and drawing your walks, getting all that on-base percentage. But it's big. It proved a lot. I mean, I've always been a high walk guy, so. I guess it hasn't proved that much, but it's proved a little bit. I think I almost had like 60 walks this year, so I did pretty well with that aspect of the game.